This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Crude oil bounced back a bit today, which is, I suppose, a relative term, still a somewhat lowish $53 or so a barrel. Part of the reason that price is where it is because of domestic production here, which is having, as we have been reporting, economic ripples all over the place. More drilling means more workers. More workers means more restaurants and apartments. And also the topic of today's story, more clothes. Dan Boyce from Inside Energy has this story on the hot new market in flame-resistant clothing.
Will Kessler is a man's man. He spends his days welding.
A lot of grinding. We cut some stuff with torches.
Lifts heavy things. You get the idea. He works for C&H Solutions, a company that builds infrastructure for oil and gas rigs in northern Colorado. Today, though, he's shopping.
Just looking for an FR shirt.
FR, that's the lingo. To some, it means flame resistant. To others, fire retardant.
A Hobbs man has been killed in an oil field accident.
Whatever it is, the federal government now requires this clothing on oil and gas sites everywhere in the country.
Tonight, family members of the three men are struggling to come to terms with what happened.
That it was actually a pressure explosion in a wellhead.
Data from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics shows 80 people died from fires or explosions on oil and gas operations from 2009 to 2013. That's more than any other private industry. So every little bit of protection helps.
And if we're out in the oil field, yes, you're always wearing FRs.
That's Martin Jenkins. He supervises Will Kessler, our FR shirt customer. And Jenkins says he's seen a lot of changes in the FR stuff you can get.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He says 3 or 4 years ago,
you had basically two shirts that you could choose from and one style of pants, and that was it.
Today, he lets his guys pick out whatever works for them.
We have some jeans, we have hoodies, we have...
Dina Christopher manages the Greeley, Colorado store where Will is shopping.
We have button-ups, we have snap-ups, we have coveralls.
The store is called Frackin' Hot FR. It's a whole shop dedicated to flame-resistant clothes. Demand for this stuff has been surging, and big-time clothing brands around the country are taking notice. Working clothes brand Carhartt out of Michigan is now offering FR. Cinch out of Denver is too.
Everyone is jumping in on it.
Tara Remke works in marketing for California-based Ariat, a brand usually known for cowboy boots and other Western wear. A couple of years ago, the stores selling Ariat products started asking for more FR. Customers were asking for it, and they wanted an upgrade. Remke says typically FRs were stiff and heavy with little thought to fashion.
Nothing about it really makes it a joy to wear.
Ariat developed new garments that still provide protection against fire, but look and feel like their regular jeans and Western shirts. Remke says over the past year, Ariat's FR sales have been 60% higher than what the company forecast. A couple of their FR jeans are now among their top products, and they're releasing a women's line this fall.
And for that to happen within, you know, a little over a 2-year period is pretty incredible.
Back at Frackin' Hot, Will's made his choice.
It's almost like a regular long sleeve shirt.
Button up with a collar, dark blue, so it doesn't reflect the light from welding into his eyes. It's going to set his company back $55. Kessler thinks that doesn't sound bad at all.
No, not to me.
Heading to the register, he notices something he wasn't expecting.
Is what appears to be some lingerie.
Yeah, you heard right. Lingerie. Manager Dina Christopher says they're a one-stop shop.
A lot of people know us as the FR store that sells lingerie.
Whatever it takes to build a brand. I'm Dan Boyce for Marketplace.
Dan's story comes to us from Inside Energy. That's a public media collaboration focusing on this country's energy issues.